Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministries. I'm so delighted this evening to be back on our radio broadcast for our studying the Word of God on tonight. I just give God all the glory and all the praise on this evening. I magnify His holy name tonight in the powerful and mighty name of Jesus. I just thank God for this opportunity in the name of Jesus just to study the Word of God. We're going to get ready to have a short devotion here. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Wait a minute. What is going on? This is something. Haven't even got started yet. Okay. Yes. We're getting ready to have a scripture. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 85. Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast given the iniquities of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sins. Thou hast taken away all thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fury of thy anger. Turn us, O God, of our salvation, and cause anger toward us to cease. Wilt thou be angry with us forever? Will thou draw out thy anger to all generations? Will thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints, but let them not turn again to folly. Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met toward righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth. The righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before him and shall set us in the way of his steps. I have just read you from Psalms 85 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Amen. We're going to have a song.
God, all that I am inside my heart, and the author again set me on fire, set me on fire.
Come on,
please. All that I have in my hands and multiply, all that I am. Oh,
In the name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight humbly before your throne of grace, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come just confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. God, we first of all just come bringing you worship tonight. We come magnifying your holy name tonight, God. We lift your name up tonight, Father, that all men may see. In the mighty name of Jesus, I just come right now, God, just bowing, God, at your feet on tonight, just thanking you, God, for another opportunity, God, to study your word on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I give you glory tonight, and I give you praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, and I bless your name tonight. In the name of Jesus, I ask you tonight, God, to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase, God, and minister and teach us tonight, in Jesus' name. I'm asking you right now, God, to move me from this flesh of mine, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you on tonight, God, for a fresh supply of your anointing. Let your anointing fall, God. Let it fall on tonight. Let your power fall, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm asking you to cover everyone, God, under the sound of my voice on tonight, in Jesus' name. Cover their families, God. Keep them covered under the shed blood, God, in the name of Jesus. Encamp your angels right now, God, all around about them, in the name of Jesus. Just encamp your angels, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for it tonight, God. I bless your name, God, as they go out and as they come in. Bless them. Cover every vehicle on the roads on tonight, on the highways, God, in the name of Jesus. Cover every house, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to let your power fall, God. We invoke your presence, Holy Spirit. We invoke your presence tonight in the name of Jesus. We invoke your presence tonight. Take over tonight and take control in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus. Take over, God, in the name of Jesus. Do it tonight, Lord. Open up our minds and our understanding, God. Open it up tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open it up, God, that we may understand your word, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you. In Jesus' name we pray and we ask it all. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. In Jesus' name. I bind the strong man up right now from this radio broadcast. I bind the strong man up from my life in the powerful name of Jesus. I bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You have no power over this broadcast. You have no power over our lives in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. I give God praise tonight, and I give him glory on tonight. I magnify the name of Jesus. I glorify the Lord tonight. In the name of Jesus. We're on chapter 5 in the book of Joshua. Chapter 5 in the book of Joshua on tonight. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to start reading chapter 5 at verse 1. And it came to pass when all the kings of the Amorites, which were on the side of the Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites, which were by the sea, heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of Jordan from before the children of Israel until over, that their heart melted, neither was their spirit in them anymore because of the children of Israel. And at that time, the Lord said unto Joshua, make thee sharp knives and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. And Joshua made him sharp knives and circumcised the children of Israel at the heel of the foreskin. And this is the cause why Joshua did circumcise all the people that came out of Egypt that were males, even all the men of war died in the wilderness, by the way, after they came out of Egypt. Now, all the people that came out were circumcised, but all the people that were born in the wilderness, by the way, as they came forth out of Egypt, them they had not circumcised. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness. To all the people that were men of war, which came out of Egypt, which were consumed because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord, unto whom the Lord swore that he would not show them the land, which the Lord swore unto their fathers that he would give us a land that floweth with milk and honey. And their children, whom he raised up in their stead, them Joshua circumcised. For they were uncircumcised because they had not circumcised them by the way. And it came to pass when they had done circumcising all the people that they abode in their places in the camp till they were whole. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt. For the name of the place is called Gilgal unto this day. And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at eve in the plains of Jericho. And they did eat the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day. And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land, neither had the children of Israel manna any more, but they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him, and with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, what said my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoes from off thy foot, for the place where thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. Amen.
Chapter 6. Now Jericho was straightly set up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times. And the priest shall blow with the trumpet. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the walls of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. And Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priest and said unto them, the ark of the covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, pass on and come past the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass when Joshua had spoken unto the people that the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horns passed on before the Lord and blew with the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. And the armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpet, and the reward came after the ark. The priests going on and blowing with the trumpet. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, ye shall not shout nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout. Then shall ye shout. So the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about it once, and they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests took up the ark of the Lord, and seven priests bearing seven trumpets of ram horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went before them, but the reward came after the ark of the Lord, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And the second day they compassed the city once and returned into the camp. So they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawn of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time when the priest blew with the trumpet, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city, and the city shall be accursed, even it, and all that are therein to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she did the messenger that we sent. I mean, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And ye in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves accursed when ye take of the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both men and women, both men and women, young and old, and ox and sheep and ass with the edge of the sword. But Joshua had said unto the two men that had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house and bring out since the woman and all that she had, as ye swear unto her. And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father, his mother, and her brethren, and all that she had. And they brought out all her kindred and left them without the camp of Israel. And they burnt the city with fire and all that was therein, only the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and of iron they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. And Joshua saved Rahab, the harlot, alive, and her father's household, and all that she had. And she dwelleth in Israel even unto his day. Even unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. And Joshua adjured them at that time, saying, cursed be the man before the Lord that riseth up and buildeth this city, Jericho. He shall lay the foundation thereof in his firstborn, and in his youngest son shall he set up with gates of it. So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was noised throughout all the country. The word of God for the people of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's go over these questions so we can talk about some things. Amen. Question number one in chapter 5. What had the people not done for 40 years? What had they not done for 40 years?
Crossed over to the promised land?
Well,
believe God.
No.
Cross over to the promised land.
For 40 years now, what had they not done?
They had not walked 40 years until the people that were the men and the women which came out in verse 6. They had not obeyed the voice of the Lord.
They had not. Let me see if I'm trying to find the verse.
I think it's verse seven. It's verse six. B.
It's six.
Wait a minute.
It's six. Just like
they had not obeyed.
Anyway, I don't know what verse, maybe it was seven. They had not circumcised their sons for 40 years because they circumcised the Israelites. But these were the children of Israel. That's because the Israelites died in the wilderness. So they had, and then they died. They walked out there for 40 years. But even when they was out there, they had not circumcised the children. What did the people quit receiving? What did the people quit receiving the day after they ate the produce of the land? What did they quit receiving?
Manna from heaven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Who did Joshua speak by Jericho? Yeah, I don't know who he saw.
The angel of the Lord?
He saw the angel of the Lord. Remember, he was standing there with his sword, was already drawn. And Joshua walked up to him and said, are you for us? Are you against our adversaries? And he said, I'm the host of the Lord, the captain of the Lord. Amen. And now we're in chapter 6. How was Joshua to capture Jericho? How was he to capture Jericho?
In verse 3 and 4, where he was surround the walls of Jericho for 7 days.
Yeah. They were to march around the city once each day for 6 days, sounding trumpets. And on the seventh day, they were to circle the city 7 times, blowing trumpets, and shout out loud on the last time. Mm-hmm. Absolutely right. I'm trying to get the other people on. Oh, my God. Y'all, give me a minute. What in the world happened? I'm trying to turn the other people on. Y'all, give me a minute. I don't know what's going on. Prophetess, McKinney, can you hear me? Prophetess McKinney, can you hear me? Prophetess Ron, I'm trying to get y'all thing on. This thing been acting really weird tonight, I'm telling you. I'm going to have to call them about this. Well, it's just the enemy anyway. They could give him any kind of nothing. Can you hang up and call back?
I'm sorry, but...
Prophetess McKinney, can you hang up and call back? Give me a minute, you all. Let them call back. Okay, let me see. Okay, I got you on, Prophetess Ron. I'm waiting on McKinney to call. Okay, let me see. Okay, got you on, Prophetess McKinney. Okay.
You can
now,
hear
where
me?
Were we? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, first I couldn't. Okay. The only thing Israel kept from Jericho. What was the only thing they kept from Jericho?
The bronze and silver.
Gold.
Yeah. Amen.
And they didn't think that that was given to the Lord.
And the iron and the vessels of brass and the iron.
Yeah. That's right.
And that
okay.
was actually added
what?
To the Lord's treasure?
It was. Yes, it was.
According to the one of, So they didn't actually keep it. They just added it to the Lord's treasure.
That's right. Yeah, that is right. So whatever became of Rahab?
They kept their word, and they did what they said they was going to do. And she still lives to this day, it said.
Yeah.
Verse 25.
Yep, she had the man had to be circumcised that was in her house. And they had to be clean. I think it said they had to be clean. And they had to and the men had to be circumcised for them to even come in the camp. Let me see. Anyway, yeah, they had to be clean and circumcised before they can even come in the camp and stuff. So but they did take her in, and she got filled with the Holy Ghost, got saved, whatever, and lived as an Israelite in Israel. So we just want to talk about this a little bit. We didn't answer those little questions. We need to just talk about it a little bit because it's a whole lot of stuff in here that the questions did not, you know, if we didn't touch half of the stuff, five are tearing apart, y'all. If we didn't even touch half of the stuff we needed to hear from Joshua. You know, we needed to know because they didn't circumcise the children of Israel. All of them had to be circumcised. And do anybody know why they had to be circumcised?
That was a part. It was a ritual for the males of Israelite. It was a covenant between God and the men of Israel, and a covenant between Jehovah, Yahweh, and the men of Israel, and it separated them from the other males since they were going into this new territory. And it was also a sign that they belonged to the tribe of Israel. That's one thing I remember. I think it's
and circumcision back then, in order to get circumcised, especially if you was an Egyptian or somebody else, you had to be an uppity class citizen. Then you had to be somebody in Egypt to get circumcised.
And that covenant was established with Abraham?
Yeah, it was back in Abraham's day. I think it was
It's in Genesis chapter 17.
Yeah. I think Stephen stood before the Sanhedrin courts, and he declared that God gave Abraham the covenant of circumcision. It's in Genesis, and it's again in Acts chapter 7. It was like a religious rite, and like you said, it was a covenant, Abrahamic covenant, a contract guaranteeing everlasting continuation of Abraham's seed in their everlasting possession of that land. It was like a contract. It was symbolic of a contract being circumcised. And everybody couldn't be circumcised. God wouldn't allow it because everybody wasn't the seed of Abraham. I mean, that thing really meant something when you were circumcised. And it carries on until today because little children, little boys get circumcised even today. They get circumcised.
That's what I wanted to actually piggyback off of because, I mean, it was religious. You know what I'm saying? Judaism. Am I saying it right? Judaism.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's
become it has became so prevalent that our young men get circumcised for less risk for certain things health wise, you know, it just helps them all the way around. And I mean, it protects them against even cancer. So right now, you know, our young men, a lot of them don't know, you know, and I mean, they got it right now to the point where they not old enough to even make a decision. It's what they do before they leave the hospital. And now, I think now you got to bring them back. Like they saying you have to bring them back when they turn 3 weeks or something like that.
Really?
3 weeks old. Yep. They don't wait till you leave the hospital anymore. That was with my boy 20 years ago. But now you have to wait 3 weeks now.
Okay. Why they waiting?
Yep.
That stuff hurt them.
It's something that came up with it to make them wait. I guess something else got to be developed. What they was talking about to actually really help with transmitted diseases, you know, a certain type, like HIV, sexual type of stuff. So they were saying, you know, that they would have less time. Now they can wait. It's more time now they can wait. So it's just, and that's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to piggyback off of what you said and how it was then. That's how it started versus how it is now where, you know, now it's everybody. But at first it started off with
right.
people.
That's right. And then the act of circumcision itself symbolizes a complete separation from sin of the flesh, like adultery, fornication, sodomy, and etc. It was like God was, to be circumcised, it meant that he brought you from out of that sin. That you wouldn't, those fleshly sins. And God wanted them to live holy after they got circumcised. He wanted them to live holy. In other words, he was saying, before I fight your battles, you must have this mark of the covenant in your flesh. Before I fight your battles in Canaan, you must carry the mark of the covenant in your flesh. And Joshua understood. He understood it. But it was a divine requirement for them to have that. So even with, you know, the Passover was right there. But unless they was circumcised, they would be unqualified to take the Passover, partake of the Passover if they hadn't been circumcised. And This Passover here in Joshua was just the third Passover that they had done, period, that they had kept, period. Any comments or questions? And they ate a lot of that fruit and stuff from the land of Canaan, flowing with milk and honey. You know, I mean, they had just a divine connection right there, because they had the circumcision, they celebrated the Passover, and then they had produce from Canaan. They had food from Canaan. And then I can imagine that God has sent this angel there to help them out. That's what he sent them there for. But, you know, Joshua being a fighter, a warrior, he wanted to know this big old thing standing there, what is he there with his sword out? Because angels have bodies. Demons don't have bodies. So this angel had a body. But I know today we would pick straight up on it, because they so tall, you don't find angels as tall as they are. They're very tall. Very tall. Mm-hmm. And that's me how I know.
Mm-hmm. Apostle.
He thought he was. Uh-huh.
I got a question. I don't have nothing to do with this. I believe you were just talking about, I don't know, but Emmanuel wanted to know, was Goliath an angel?
No, I don't think. No, Goliath wasn't an angel. Goliath wasn't good. He wasn't a good person, Emmanuel. Goliath, I think he came from them Nephilim having sex with the daughters of men, and they produced giants. It was a lot of giants in the land one while. But no, he wasn't an angel. He was trying to kill David. King David, he was trying to kill King David when he was a boy. King David killed him first. So he wasn't a good angel. I mean, he wasn't a good man. Wasn't no angel. He wasn't good, because he had been threatening God's people for a good while. David and Saul and all of them. He had been threatening them. Mm-hmm. And David killed them. Mm-hmm. Any more questions or comments? I mean, to me, over in chapter 6, I mean, they went around the wall and they shouted and they blew the trumpet. But to me, that wall fell by their obedience and faith in God and confidence and trust. But ultimately, it fell because of the power of God. No man could do that. I don't care how they holler, jump, shout, God on the seventh time landed that building flat. It was God. But it was just the process that they had to go through to get it down. It was a process. So a lot of times we don't want to wait on the process, but we have to go through the process, because God could have just let the building, he just could have knocked it down himself, but he wanted them to go through the process. Yep, he had to go through the process. And then not only did Joshua trust God, but the people trusted God as well and obeyed his commandments. When we do that, we can ask God for anything. We can ask God for what we will. But we gotta be able to put our confidence and faith in God and don't lean to our own understanding. We gotta be able to do that. and he'll knock all kind of stuff down for you. I'm a living witness. He done so many miracles for me, and he keep on doing them, and he keep right on doing them. He keep doing them. Great things for me. We didn't all have so many walls in our life, but we still have to trust the process, what we got to go through. We still have to trust it. And God was always with them. So the people were scared anyway. He said that they just fainted when they thought about how God, the people walked across a river on dry ground. And then they was going to Jericho. And then we haven't even hit on where, yes, we did. About them, that city was a curse. And you didn't want to take nothing out of that city to curse the camp or whoever took it. So they couldn't take it. But like Prophetess Rome said, they put it in, they gave it to the Lord, put it in his treasury, because they couldn't keep it. Martin was saying it was iron and what else? Iron and gold and silver and stuff like that. All of that stuff was a curse, and they killed everybody that was in that city. They destroyed them. They killed them and took what was left and gave it to the Lord. And then they kept their word to Rahab. That was a good thing. They were, you know, she helped them and blessed them. You know, when you bless a prophet or give them some water, whatever it is, you get a prophet's reward. Oh, you get a prophet's reward. You might not get no money right back put in your hand or whatever, but you're going to get a prophet's reward. Any questions, y'all? This is good too, but we just don't talk enough about it. Maybe we don't understand how important this thing is. Even circumcision, being the young men being circumcised, that's very important. That is a covenant, because it's very few men that the hospital would let out without being circumcised. Now they send them home uncircumcised, and you got to bring them back in 3 weeks. Suppose you don't bring them back. That's crazy. That is crazy. Because with that foreskin on, you can get all kind of diseases. All kind of diseases. You need to be circumcised, every male. But a lot of them not. Because Jericho was a troubled city, and they had given orders to close all the gates to the city. No traffic was permitted in or out. And Rahab had, and see, Rahab's house was sitting right on the wall of Jericho. And, you know, when I was studying, they were saying that some of the people thought it was an earthquake, but they always try to take the glory from the Lord. It wasn't. It wasn't, because if it was, it would have took down Rahab's house and everything else, but it didn't. When them walls fell, Rahab's house was still standing, and they got Rahab and her family out of the house. you know, the Lord had promised Joshua in the end that he was going to have victory. He promised Joshua that. And he kept his promise to Joshua. He kept his promise.
No.
No. Can you say something now? Okay. I don't know what this is. I'm going to have to talk to these people because I don't know what else to do. Let me see. Wait a minute. Try it now, property. Hello? Kenny, can you say something?
Hello? I've been trying to
say something. Okay. You've been trying to say something? That's what Prophetess Ron was saying. She was trying to say something. I pay too much money for this. I pay too much money for this. I don't like this.
I've been trying to say something. Could you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Yeah. Prophetess Ron, try to say something. Still ain't. Maybe you could call back in. That's terrible. Yep, I don't know. I don't have anybody blocked. I don't have anyone blocked, period. And I can't hear you, Prophet is wrong, if you say something. But, okay, any comments or questions, because we're getting ready to get off here in a minute. I'm going to have to contact them tomorrow because I'm not going to have this. It shouldn't be like this.
I have just a comment about, it's just a gentle reminder, for me, when we were talking about promise that he kept to Rahab, and you also mentioned the promise that God had also promised Joshua. It just reminds me that our word is our bond, and that as we are communicating and talking with one another, with our families and friends, that we have to continue to know that our word is our bond. And it was just so profound to me how Joshua, he kept his word to Rahab, that even the favor that she did for him and how he saved her and the rest of her family, he came back for them. And then you also talked about where when the wall came down, that did not affect her household. And that was just a good example for me. I can speak for myself for in today, that we have to continue to keep our word, to keep our bond to one another.
That's
as
right.
We walk circumspectly through our walk with Christ and on our journey. And it's important. And I just thought that was just, it was really good. Both chapters were just really good.
Yeah, and they were good, I'm telling you. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm done. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, they were very good chapters, and I'm just so upset because we have two people or three people that this thing study dropping, and they can't say anything, and I don't appreciate that. So tomorrow, I will contact them tonight and let them know. I pay my bill every on time every month, automatically. and I don't want this problem again, because I can go to Zoom and won't have to pay nothing. So, you know, you try to do the right thing. And all this happened, and the enemy already mad. So he just need a little something to help him get started. But anyway, I really enjoyed everything. I enjoyed everybody's comments and questions and answers, too. I really enjoyed everything. And there's some people on here didn't even get a chance to say nothing. I think Prophet is wrong and Prophet is McKinney got a chance to say something, but there's some other people on here that didn't get a chance to say anything. Mm-hmm. And they dropped. You know, we have to, I have to take care of that, because tomorrow is the praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. So we want to take care of that. But we're getting ready to close out. I just appreciate everybody for coming on tonight, just supporting, just to learn what God would have us to learn. I'm not trying to force anybody. I'm not trying to, you know, I'm just trying to learn together with everybody. We learn it from each other. No big eyes or little you. We learn it from each other. So I thank and praise God. Father, we thank you tonight. I thank you for each one of them, Lord. I ask you to cover them now in the blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them, to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, I give you glory and I give you praise, God, for opening up our understanding on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, for teaching us by your spirit in faith, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for the anointing on tonight. I thank you for every response, every answer. I thank you for it on tonight, and thank you for the understanding that we got. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you. I pray and I ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 So let it be. We're going to get ready to get off. Yes, we're going to get ready to get off, but we will be right back. I'll be on in the morning, live on Facebook Live, and then we'll be back on here tomorrow evening for Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour. So you all, just go in peace. God bless you all. I love you. You all have a good night here. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless.
Love you all.
God bless. I love you all.
Love you. Good night.